Hey everyone, welcome. As you can tell by the title, this is a little bit of a confessional podcast and a little awkward, but I just want to be honest with everyone because my heart might be in the right place, but my actions don't always follow as much as I would like them to. So a lot of you know that on YouTube, I did a 100 day in a row devotional called 100 Days of Believing Bigger, and I recorded and uploaded every single day for 100 days. It was more than anything, I wanted it to bless people, yes, but I've gotten to a point where I've realized I've lost a lot of trust in myself because I'll say I want to do something or I'll have a goal, and I just won't do it. I can't count on myself. And part of me, I'm torn between, hey, you have a busy life right now. Your husband travels for work. There's a lot going on in my personal life that I have not shared publicly, that is taking up a whole lot of emotional and mental real estate in my life. I have, you know, two little kids, of course, which there's a lot of people who have little kids, so it's not an excuse by any means, but it is real that when they need you, you need to be there for them. So I'm just torn between, do I have the capacity? Am I lazy? Like, I've had a lot of conflicting inner dialogue, if I'm honest. But when I set out to do 31 days of Proverbs, like across the month of March, I have to be honest, I didn't run that by God. I was coming off the high of this commitment I made to myself of posting for 100 days. I learned to trust myself. I was feeling so proud, so proud of myself. I felt like God was proud of me. I was proud of me. My family, everyone, my support system, Kellen, like got me balloons, like 100, like you know, the giant ones. Have you seen influencers when they're like, thanks everyone for 1 million followers or like 100,000 followers? Like they were those balloons. And it was so sweet. I woke up and he had decorated the house and he's like, I'm so proud of you. And I was so proud of myself. And I think I was chasing that high. So I said, ooh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do 31 days of Proverbs because there's 31 days in March. Only to realize that I was met with so much opposition and honestly, just like not the will to do it. There have been still so many roadblocks, and I've been trying to discern and decipher, are these roadblocks meant for me to like bulldoze down? Are they meant, are they a sign from God to like, hey, I didn't call you to do this? And that's something to be perfectly transparent and vulnerable and honest. I'm still working through. I don't know 100%, but one thing I know for sure is yet again, I said, oh, I'm going to commit to do this thing without the Lord giving me the grace to do it. So I was trying to do it in my own might. I got 3 or 4 days in and I just couldn't make it happen. And then I got really down on myself. See, you can't trust you. You make commitments that you don't keep, you know, all these different things. And that is true. Like I have to own that because I put it out there publicly and said, oh, I'm going to do this. I want you guys to follow along. And while I'm still reading my Bible, it's not in one fell swoop. It's not on, you know, I'm not setting up my podcast. I'm not setting up my podcast setup, which, by the way, isn't even working. Like, there's just so many things that I'm like, Lord, what is going on? And he kind of just lovingly was like, did I ask you to do that? Like, you jumped in again. Like, there was a grace over those 100 days. I wanted you to prove to yourself that you still are trustworthy. But I didn't ask you to do this. And if I look at the starting point when I decided and when God was like, yeah, do the 100 days versus when I decided in my own mind to do the 31, life is not the same. And that was only what, 100 days is what, about 3 months? Life is very different right now. There's a lot that I'm carrying and I'm trying to just, yeah, work through and say and see, like, am I just trying to distract myself instead of pressing into certain things? Do I care more about what I think people perceive of me and what I feel like they need from me? I don't know. Like, this is very much, as you can tell, I'm in like the beginning stages of just processing this. I actually had a therapy appointment today, not to just sit around and talk about myself or talk about problems, because I don't agree with giving. I agree with being real. I agree with being acknowledging reality for sure, but I don't agree with sitting around and just giving your problems airtime. Like, I'm seeing a Christian therapist who is incredible, and I have specific goals and areas of growth that I want to grow in. And we were even discussing like character strengths today. There was a test that I took, an assessment that's not a Christian assessment, but it was so insightful, and I got a lot of just insight as to maybe why I'm not trustworthy, why I do not follow through with certain things. And he's been really helpful in just giving me some language and some framework, and just like as to why maybe I am doing these things, so that, and we pray in the session, and it's so that I can take it to the feet of Jesus. I can take it to the cross. But one thing I know for sure is that we were meant to live in community. We're meant to sharpen each other and support each other and encourage each other. And I think sometimes I'm not trying to be, I think sometimes I get in God's way, not on purpose, but I get so many great messages from so many of you that are just like, this is so blessed, like this blessed me and that blessed me, and we're so grateful for X and Y. And instead of just taking it for what it is and turning that back to Jesus and saying, thanks, Lord, like I only got these great compliments because I was obedient. I think it was Brooke Lidgertwood, who said, and I don't even know if it was her. I think she might have been quoting another author. So I don't know where this came from, but I've thought about it ever since. I've probably shared it before on the podcast or somewhere. But every compliment you get, every piece of praise or glory is like a flower. And the whole goal is not to reject that, not to say, oh, I'm not worthy, it's all God, but to receive it. And at the end of the day, take that bouquet and give it to God. Laid at the feet of Jesus, because it's just we are to give him the glory, right? But in order to give him the glory, we sometimes have to receive it to give it. Also, I've heard people say, oh, you know, don't rob someone of their blessing. Like when you bless someone, God is going to bless you. You know, it's just, it's this biblical principle. And when we stop people from blessing us, when we're like, no, 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 or we reject what the life that they're trying to speak into us. I mean, God might be saying, hey, give them that message. God speaks through people all the time, and to reject their words might be rejecting God's words over us. And so just that idea of, oh, I not on purpose, and I wasn't getting a big head, and I don't have a big head. It's more like I just, instead of all of those sweet messages and sweet comments and sweet DMs, instead of those, me collecting those as flowers, like, wow, thank you guys. And then turning around and giving them to God and being like, thank you, Lord, for using me as a vessel and as a mouthpiece to encourage others. Let me know when to encourage again and what to say, and I will be obedient. That's the healthy approach. And that is what I'm going to, I don't want to say strive, but that's what I'm going to really try to do and press in to do. But I think rather what I was doing is every nice comment and every nice message and every person who expressed gratitude over the podcast or whatever, it was more like bricks on my shoulders. Like, oh, now I have the weight to continue to deliver. And that was wrong. And I'm grateful that God showed me that, because I don't want to go through life like that. But I also just owe everyone an apology, because I hate when people are not people of their word. When they say something, it feels like they're lying. And so I just want to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I let anyone down. I'm sorry if I say, oh, I'm going to do this and I don't do it. It's something I'm working towards. And I'm not saying that I'm going to stop posting the podcast or stop doing episodes, but just like, I just have to repent for saying, I'm going to do 31 days of Proverbs every day of March. March is probably our busiest month of the year. What was I thinking? Like a small, short check-in with God, he probably would have been like, hey, that's awesome that you want to do that, but probably isn't best to make the commitment that you're going to show up online every day, because you're needed in all these other capacities. So anyways, I hope that makes sense. I just wanted to own it. I'm doing my best to be better going forward. I appreciate all the sweet and lovely comments and messages and all the things. But if this is any kind of confirmation, I'm just a human being and I'm figuring things out. And there are quite a few areas in my life where I've gotten victory and I am confident in that. But there are a lot of areas like this that I am still working towards. I'm still a work in progress. But the whole point is that we're working towards them, right? It's not really about arriving. It's just about figuring out the areas that we still need Jesus deeply to heal things. I'm very achievement oriented. It's been that way since I was a child. And some of that is good. And some of that is incredibly unhealthy. And it's a way that I try to, earn love from people. And as much as I don't do it, hardly at all anymore, I just think I think I slipped back into it for a second. So anyways, thanks for hearing me out. Just wanted to touch base and say that I will likely be back very soon. But as far as the Proverbs, I still think you should read a proverb every day of the month, every month of the year, because Proverbs is filled with so much wisdom. It's just a life-changing book of the Bible. But I will not be your guide through Proverbs right now. And it's kind of embarrassing and pains me to say it, because I would love to do it. But hopefully there will come a point in the future when I can honor this commitment that I said. But otherwise, that is it for right now. And I will see you guys very soon. I'm praying for you. I appreciate you. I love you.